Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Corey's new career as a hula hoop influencer, what we'd be up to in a coronaless parallel universe, and how we plan on turning Coachella into Couchella. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler.
How are you?
I'm great.
That's it?
I'm great. I'm alive. This quarantine is helping my little introverted heart thrive. I was born for this. You know, I already watched too much TV. I can play video games for an entire day if I need to.
Yeah.
I've been very big into reading this year.
Heard of it.
Got a backyard that I can work out in. I downloaded an app since my gym membership's on pause. I decided to pay for an app that's like $10 a month and gives me little backyard workouts.
Well, you don't you can cancel that because as soon as this is live, my new workout series on IGTV is going to be live.
Is it?
Oh my God, don't sound so excited.
Did Lisa help you with this?
Listen, every Monday.
Did Nathan come over and film?
No, we filmed this like a month ago. And it's going to be, it's an entire series every single Monday. It's like we had like production baby. We had camera people, sound people. We rented out a gym for it.
Sounds like you were really keeping your social distance.
This is before any of this went down.
And today? What's the number? Today's the 3rd. You're right. I guess I did go out on my birthday.
It was like more than a month ago. Anyway, yeah. So every single Monday, you can go to my Instagram, new episodes of different workouts that you can do, different ways to isolate different body parts. So if you're looking for that fitness journey, I'm here for you, Corey Kuhl. Well,
thanks for telling me after I spent $9.99 on an app.
You're welcome. Speaking of which, my dad texted me a picture of himself yesterday and goes, can you get rid of the speckle on my nose? I don't want to pay a fee, a monthly fee. I'm like, what app is he getting conned into getting? Is he getting Photoshop just to get rid of a speckle on his nose?
Is it a freckle or did he have like a dirt?
I think it was dirt. I think it was dirt. And so I sent it to Nathan and Nathan goes, I'll fix it. So Nathan really zhuzhed him up.
Are you serious? I saw that picture on your Instagram story. I don't know if it was a close friend story or if you sent that to the whole world.
That was to the whole world.
But I thought, is he trying to use this for some sort of dating app? It's not even a good picture.
Wow. Drag him.
He's like in a car. Was he not in a car? It was like
a
car
selfie. I put
it on
my story and then Nathan was like, I'll edit it. And so I sent it to him. But I don't know what this is for. He did just join, you know, social media, Facebook.
Grindr?
No, Facebook. And
now is not the time for adults to be joining Facebook.
Maybe it is. It keeps them inside.
Well, I guess maybe. But my dad's just fully addicted to Facebook and it's not fun.
I told my dad that we talked about him recently on the podcast and he goes, what? And then 2 minutes later, he goes, I just started the latest episode and you're talking about anal. I'm like, well,
take some notes, honey. Get out the pen and paper.
Come on, Todd. Let's get shittening.
Anal ready?
No, let's not. Anyway, so little quarantina. Is she getting stir crazy yet?
I'm really not. I mean, I think I tweeted about this, but I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast. I've really been loving TikTok.
Oh, that's great.
I'm into it. I like when people do their little like little workout segments and they're all do this for 15 minutes on repeat. I did a leg workout that I saw on TikTok yesterday and my legs have been so sore all day today.
Well, that I will say between Instagram workouts and TikTok workouts and just like everybody doing their fitness stuff and showing different things, it really expands what I do, because you can get so used to like just your rhythm and your routine, and then you stop getting sore anymore because your body's so used to like the movements that you do. So it's, I find it really helpful, because like otherwise you get so, your body just, it plateaus.
Yeah. I mean, I've been a runner my whole life and it takes a lot for my legs to get sore, and whatever new movements I was trying yesterday, I woke up and I thought, oh, my legs are tired in places I haven't felt in a long time.
I too am getting sores, bed sores. And
I do feel for people like you who need to be like out and about climbing the walls.
It really is. Yeah. I still wake up every day without an alarm at like 7 a.m. ready to go to the gym, ready to go do my thing.
And yeah. I mean,
which is good, because like at least I'm out the door on my morning run and nobody's alive or awake yet. So like I completely avoid everyone, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to do, if I've been going for a running or for a bike ride, I've been trying to do it in the morning, because I've definitely noticed it's like quieter and I don't have to like crisscross the street as many times.
Do you use your new Pokemon Go Plus?
Yeah. And I was furious to find out my app hadn't really been tracking my miles while I was logged out for like a long time. And I had to delete it from my phone and then re-download it to like reactivate it. And I thought, how long was it like this? And now every time I open my phone, it's like, you walked a mile. And now I'm just like hatching eggs like crazy and it drives me nuts.
Yeah. Sometimes it like will just turn off my, what's it called? What is that called? Adventure Sync or whatever?
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
That's what mine was doing.
So you have to, there's a, on the Reddit, they do like a weekly post reminding everyone to turn on their.
You follow a Pokemon Go Reddit?
Listen.
What else do you do?
My people,
Reddit
my
for?
Community, nothing really.
I found it's really good for like keyboard, what are those like research keyboard people, detectives? The ones like looking up Carol Baskin to see if she killed her husband. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Conspiracy theorists?
Well, yes, but they also like, did you watch that Don't Fuck with Cats on Netflix?
Yeah, of course.
Did you watch The Tiger King?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, those are like, what are they? Those are like keyboard detectives. It's
a
like
lot of
people
cat-themed conspiracy moments.
Well, Don't Fuck with Cats.
Well, that actually gives me a perfect transition.
To Tiger King?
To the Cheetah Girls. Are you familiar with...
I'd rather talk about the Tiger King.
Kelly from 3LW/Cheetah Girls?
Is she the one that's on The Talk or The Real?
No.
What? Adrian is on The... Is it The Real?
Yes, The Real.
I can name all of the girls who are in 3LW.
No, not Kelly.
Keely.
It's Keely.
Keely Williams. Keely, Adrian.
My notes app corrected it, but it's Keely. Have you heard the song Spectacular?
Listen, I think you and Nick, your new roommate Nick, have been spending too much time watching trash TV.
No, this isn't TV. It's music.
The Cheetah Girls had a movie. I don't think we have the rights.
Wait, I'm only going to get the part where... Oh, wait, here's how it starts.
Last night I was drunk, I don't remember much, but what I do come from pictures, that's how gone I was.
Okay, last night I was drunk.
Okay.
And now my new roommate for the quarantine, all he ever does is come into the room and he goes, last night I was drunk.
And it's from a Cheetah Girls song?
Kylie Williams. Yeah, the song is all about
Keely.
Kylie. And then the chorus is something about, along the lines of, face down, ass up.
No.
Yes. I'll look up the lyrics.
Is this the new
Spectacular?
Is this the new Vanity by Christina Aguilera?
No, but Vanity by Lady Gaga came on my shuffle the other day, and I was like, what song is this? I hadn't heard it in years, and it's still so good.
Vanity by Lady Gaga?
So the lyrics go, last I remember I was face down, ass up, clothes off, broke off, dozed off. Even though I'm not sure of his name, he could get it again if he wanted.
I don't love that she says dozed off.
Maybe afterwards she dozed
off.
That
sounds very...
And then the chorus is, because the sex was spectacular, the sex was spectacular, the sex was spectacular, the sex was spectacular. Have you ever been there?
Is Raven Simone in that?
Well, Raven Simone just threw shade at her on Instagram Live.
No.
This is all I've been following for the last week. I have nothing going on in my life, so I'm following Kialy Williams versus Ravion Simeone. So that's really the extent of my entertainment.
Wow. Great.
I encourage you to watch the music video because it's not good.
Should I put it in the Power Hour?
Maybe. There's nothing else is getting released this year.
I encourage you to log out for a day or two.
Is anything going to even make it onto
for
the
a
Power
day or
Hour?
Two. This year?
Yeah.
Yeah, the new Little Mix song, Dua Lipa's Got Ooh. Bops.
Yes.
The new Lindsay Lohan, did you give it a listen?
I haven't yet, but I did add it to my podcast because I heard a snippet of it and I was like, I'm sure I'll want to run to it.
Kelly Clarkson has a new song dropping in a couple weeks.
Okay. The new Carly Hansen song I really do like.
You think I know who Carly Hansen is?
Wow, shady boots.
I'm not being shady. I'm just saying I don't know who that is.
Fisher has a good new song. Rehab has a good new cover of Creep.
Great.
Which I really like.
Great.
Tove Lo song is good.
Yeah, everyone's releasing music.
Well, actually, nobody's releasing music.
Speaking of musical icons, did you hear Sarah Bareilles had the coronavirus?
Wow.
How does that change how you feel about the coronavirus? Do you like celebrities announcing that they had the coronavirus?
It's a double-edged sword because it really highlights like how if you have access
money resources, fame,
you can see a doctor, get tested when tests are so limited. But also, I think it humanizes it, like the situation, and it makes people like realize, oh shit, like somebody I quote unquote know. So I think yes, it brings attention to something, but also it also brings attention to the fact that rich people are privileged.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of disagree a little bit with I get what you're trying to say about like it's letting people say somebody I know had it, but it's like I'm just not picturing any of these celebrities having it nearly as rough as any average Joe on the street.
Oh,
you know what
absolutely,
I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
so it's like I'm glad people are healthy and safe, but it just makes me frustrated to think that they were probably just like handed a kit or a testing kit on a silver platter and then had all the appropriate resources that they needed to just like lay in bed and get healthy ASAP when that's not being allotted to anybody else in the whole world.
I agree.
Glad she's okay though.
and also what I'm seeing from a lot of celebrities is it's not that bad. We, you know, it's just like the flu and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
of course, that's your experience when you have access to healthcare or you have access to your personal concierge doctor or you know, blah, 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 blah. You can track it and test it early on. Like all of these things are factors to you posting on Instagram and your announcement of you had the coronavirus, that it wasn't that bad. There are likely going to be 200,000 Americans who can't say the same thing.
Right. I mean, so, and it's, I just even seeing the stories of like celebrities who've had it and recovered versus the stories of people I know or friends of friends who've recanted stories on Facebook and just seeing like the sheer difference. It just, yeah, I'm like, I don't know if I need to keep hearing about celebrities who had it and survived.
Yeah. And in the same vein, seeing all the celebrities complain about being bored or seeing all the celebrities, I don't know, just.
Did you see Cardi B crying while she was eating cereal? And
I did love that.
I didn't love it.
I loved it.
Was it supposed to be funny or was it supposed to be real?
I think no matter who you are, how much privilege you have, you can still find this scary. Though, wasn't she just crying about she couldn't go eat sushi?
Yeah, that's all I saw was her crying about how she wishes she was eating sushi in a restaurant and how she was too good to be eating cereal for dinner.
I find that to be relatable. personally.
Well, as somebody who has cereal for dinner regularly, I don't.
Well, you know, to each their own.
There was some video also of some, I don't even know who it was, some basketball player from some college team who wasn't getting to play in the NCAA tournament, March Madness, and was crying. And they were like, what are you going to miss most? And he had the longest, like, full minute pause. And then he sat up and said, eating at restaurants.
Listen, everyone has their own ways of coping. I think it is difficult and challenging for everyone, but it's hard for most people to hear people within realms of privilege complain about things like that when it's predicted a third of people are going to be laid off or fired. Unemployment has never had this type of, you know, surge. And then the fact that all of healthcare is attached to your employment is a mess and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So hearing simple complaints, it's like, girl, get a grip. I agree.
Do you think Cardi B should trade her cereal for some sushi like Chrissy Teigen did with her banana bread and romaine lettuce?
Maybe.
Did you see that?
I loved every bit of that. I think that was community at its finest and the power of the internet in a time that's scary and isolating, coming together 6 feet apart.
I thought she got the better end of the deal. All she gave was a half a loaf of banana bread for all that romaine lettuce.
Well, the economy, the trade economy is different right now because
this is like
it's supply and demand. Banana bread is very available right now. Every gay is making banana bread. The economy values that much lower than it used to be.
First, it was sourdough and now it's banana bread. Can you tell me why are people making sourdough?
I don't know, but that sounds good. I've never ate so much bread in my life than in quarantine. I wouldn't have ever bought bread. And now Nick is like, we need bagels. We need bread. We have sloppy joes all the time.
When I did my first grocery run weeks ago, the only bread that was left was one loaf of white bread. And I bought it because I thought I'll eat this with peanut butter and jellies. And I will tell you that white bread is fucking disgusting.
Oh, I love a white bread, but like a white wrap.
But I ate the whole thing and I thought, at least I have food.
Right. Well, there are places where it's much harder to get food. And I worry about like small towns where it hasn't really been real yet for a lot of people. And it's going to, I hope everyone's like taking a note from what's happening around the world. And yeah, it's about to get scary in a lot of different ways. I don't know.
Are you going to try to barter any of your groceries? Do you have anything that you'd be willing to trade for something?
I do have a lot of, I bought extra when my niece was selling Girl Scout cookies. No, I do have a lot of Goo Gone. when my niece was selling Girl Scout cookies, I just bought a whole bunch extra thinking, oh, well, like I always have a box open when everyone comes over. And now I'm like, oh my God, I have like 20 extra boxes of Girl Scout cookies. I could really.
What kind?
Every kind, baby.
Do you have those like peanut butter ones or Thin Mints?
Absolutely.
I don't have anything I could trade you.
Well, then.
We have bagel bites.
Oh.
Yeah.
My store was out of bagel bites. You suddenly have my attention.
We have bagel bites. We don't have ranch though, so you're going to have to bring your own.
I will say I have been making serious advances in all of my Pokemon Go friendships. Because everyone's opening their gifts and, you know, what else have they got to do?
You don't send me gifts anymore.
Well, once I become lucky friends with somebody, I don't need to send them gifts.
That's true. Are we lucky friends just sitting there waiting?
Yeah, I have like 15 lucky friends just waiting.
Do you think we'll ever hug again?
I don't know. Maybe. Sometimes. Will you? Should we?
Do you have a hug for this sexy little bug?
I could give you a hug. I do miss hugs. Nick is not much of a hugger. And I sometimes have to ask, can you give me a hug? Mm. You know?
Yeah.
I'm a hugger. And like, I love like snuggling up with everyone on the couch and watching a movie. And this is very like, nobody can touch or be close to each other. So it's challenging for me.
Are all of your gay friends really going through not being able to use your Theragun?
Oh, two people have texted me asking if they could borrow it. I'm like, no.
I wouldn't either.
Just to clarify, this is a massage thing, not an actual gun.
Oh, yeah. I guess people don't know. I didn't even know what it was called until one of my friends texted
I don't think
me and
I
told
have
me
that
I could
brand,
borrow theirs.
Though. I don't think I have that brand. I don't know which one I have.
You got the knockoff?
No. I don't know what I have.
Have you been enjoying the new Dua Lipa album? Do you have any like faves on it?
Of course I have faves. Yes, I love it. There's only one song that I skip. Can you guess?
Well, it's probably one of the last two that I also skip.
Boys will be boys.
And I saw someone tweeting that, of course, the gays were hating on that song. And I thought, it's not for me.
I just find the lyrics to be a little bit like, I don't know. It just doesn't, it's not as elevated as I want it to be. And it's not as like, I don't know. It's not for me.
Yeah. I skipped that. I don't listen to 9 or 10, or I'm sorry, 10 or 11. I don't listen to Good in Bed or Boys Will Be Boys, but I love
the only explicit on the album you skip. Wow.
Good in Bed sounds like, what's her name? Who is that bitch who sang Fuck You in like 2006?
Lily Allen.
It sounds like a Lily Allen song off of a Lily Allen album from 2006.
Almost all of the first 8, 9. Yeah. The first 90% of the album is great.
Do you have faves?
My faves include Hallucinate, Levitating, Cool. Cool itches my music eardrum G-spot. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying. Cool makes me want to lay out by the pool in the sun, have a margarita, and just listen to it on repeat. Or be on like a boat, on like a pontoon, you know?
Absolutely.
Are Blind.
Sure. Have you listened to the new Adam Lambert album?
No, did it come out?
It came out. I think you would love it. I highly recommend it to everyone. It's cool, vibey. I find Adam Lambert to be king of vocals, so I will always be a fan.
I will say a lot of people be putting out albums and they have like around that 11, 12, 13 song track list. And I keep thinking, thank you. That's like perfect. That's consumable. That's right. What I want to listen to. I don't need 18 tracks on an album.
But if your fave put out a song with 25 tracks on it, you'd be happy. So like when Gaga does, I'm going to be happy about it.
Always room to edit.
Sure.
I mean, it's nice to have a friend.
I asked people on Twitter what we should talk about this week that's like popping, that's not quarantine related.
And
Lucia says, will you talk about parallel universes?
Okay, sure.
In a parallel universe to here, where coronavirus does not exist, what would you be doing?
I think it all started back in 2016. I think that's when the parallels the really timeline shifted. I really think it did.
So is the assumption there that if Hillary had won, there's an alternate timeline going that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I wonder what they're doing on that timeline. Probably enjoying healthcare.
They probably started self-distancing when they first found out about the situation.
Back when South Korea did.
Right.
I thought this wasn't going to lead to Corona talk.
Jesus. No, what would you be doing?
Oh, I would actually be doing very much a lot of this. I don't know. At this point, no, I'd be getting ready for Coachella because that sure would still be happening.
I know. It would have been next week.
At least, did you buy Coachella clothing? Because I already had.
No. Though, should we? I feel like we should still do our Coachella outfit posts. I'm going to put together some looks, bitch. I need content.
I'm going to set up a tripod in the backyard.
Sure.
I will put on my Coachella looks. Yeah, actually, why not?
Do we have a theme to day one?
A mesh.
Oh, hot mesh? Okay, I could do that. I have a lot of mesh.
Well, what was the weather going to be?
Nice.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong. Actually, since it's just a photo, I'll wear my bell bottoms one of the days and pretend that that I would have actually worn it to Coachella.
Sure. It doesn't even have to be comfy.
Did you see my bell bottoms that I wore on my birthday?
They were a hit.
They were high-waisted. They were a hit. My ass looked incredible.
Well, that's great.
Everybody said, you look incredible.
Who are these people?
I don't know. My friends. But I texted a lot of my friends this week and said, now, when I wished on my birthday to never have to go out again or see any of you guys ever again, I didn't really think it'd come true.
Oof. somebody we both know months ago was like, I wish more than anything in the world that I would not have to go to this wedding that's coming up. And I told him, I said, bitch, this is all your fault. You made a wish and now we all, like, your genie was like, okay, bitch, and gave us all this situation and you got out of the going to the wedding because every wedding got canceled this year. You got your wish, but at what cost?
Does he still not realize that he's still going to have to go to the wedding once it gets rescheduled?
I don't know.
Whoever this may be.
Maybe. Well, I think maybe there was like a conflict of interest that weekend. Like maybe it fell on the same weekend as EDC or something. I don't know. Who knows?
Wow. Picking electronic music festivals over your friends' good Christian weddings.
I will say I was a little bit overwhelmed by how many weddings I had this year. And now I would give anything to have to go to a wedding right now.
Well, that's funny because, yeah, I said the same thing. Like, I never get invited to weddings. And suddenly I had like 5 this year. And then suddenly a bunch of them got canceled.
It is sad. Right now I would be in San Francisco for Chris and Brock's wedding. And then...
Well, there's always next year.
Yeah. So... Oh, well, I should call them and say sorry about that.
Happy wedding day.
God, that would suck. That would suck.
What else did the people tweet that they wanted us to talk about?
They would love us to talk about Take Yourself Home, the new Troye Sivan single. Mm. Have you heard it?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? Well, it just came out, I think, yesterday or this morning. I don't know when. But it's good. It vibes. The last 40 seconds, I am obsessed with. I would love, like, you know the My 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 remix that he used to end his tour with? Did you go to the tour?
Yeah, and I didn't, but I probably the My 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 remix that I love.
Right, the Throttle remix. If there were a remix that uses the last 40 seconds of Take Yourself Home and put it all in the whole song, it would be my favorite song of the year. So somebody go work on that.
I'll do it.
But
it's me.
Can you? Will you?
Should I start making remixes during quarantine?
Oh, everybody should learn a new hobby. Why not?
I ordered a hula hoop.
Oh, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to start my hula hoop TikTok career.
Okay.
I'm going to learn.
Is there a market for that?
I get very stoned and then I watch really good TikToks every night.
This isn't real. This isn't
real. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were going to say you get stoned and hula hoop.
No. I watch TikToks and then I fell into this hole of watching all these people hula hoop and dance. And I thought, wow, that's great. And they were all women. There's no male hula hoopers on TikTok.
Hula influencer.
I'm a hula influencer.
Okay. Well, Corey, is there a specific like hula hoop brand that is like elite?
No. Well, so then I fell into an Etsy hole and I thought, I just want a pretty hula hoop. And then I corresponded with this woman in Denver and she's going to make me a hula hoop and send it. And she asked for my measurements and she asked she asked if I was going to hula around the waist or if I was going to hula around my body or like everything. And I said, yeah, I'm just going to try it all.
So you doing like a turkey gobble with it around your neck?
I'm a good hula hooper.
I can
first
imagine.
First of all.
Sure.
I had a hula hoop when I was a kid. We got it from... What was that toy store in Jackson, Michigan?
Toys R Us?
No. The like little mom and pop one.
I don't know.
Toy House. The Toy House. You never went to the Toy House?
Baby, we were poor. You think we had toys?
You're just playing with like duct tape and cardboard boxes?
I played with dirt.
You ate dirt?
I ate. What's in the walls?
Ass?
No.
Asbestos?
Asbestos. I ate it as best as I could. No, not ass in the walls.
I can't believe you're not going to support my hula influencer career.
You know what? I think there's a world where you could go viral and you could be a hula influencer and you could be doing hula brand deals.
I'm going to put on my high-waisted bell bottoms and I'm going to take my hula hoop in the backyard.
You could have big hoop earrings.
And I'm going to hula hoop to the Say So Doja Cat remix featuring the mom from Hereditary screaming at the sun.
I never saw Hereditary.
I think Hereditary and Midsommar are both on HBO right now. So watch them if you want. Never saw Hereditary? Start with Hereditary. It's way better than Midsommar.
I just can't get into, you know, watching.
Do you know the Doja Cat Hereditary remix?
No. Stop.
What? Oh my, I will send it to you. It is iconic. And you'll soon see me in the backyard hula hoop TikToking.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see that. Can you also dress as a who from Whoville as you hula hoop?
No, it's a little on the nose. Hula hoops.
On the who nose? You know how who's have a nose?
Can I tape my nose up? It'll be very Jackie and Deborah.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I'll try my best. I can't believe you're not going to support me, but...
Somehow, Corey, we have reached the end of our episode. But are there any things you want to say about Drag Race before we go?
Oh, shit. We really should.
Yeah, okay.
How many episodes have we seen?
We have seen three episodes, and now the fourth one is airing a few days ago from when this episode goes live, which is a Snatch Game episode.
I know. I can't believe they're doing it so early, and I'm super excited. I will say I really like... I'm trying to be nice and say who I like versus who I don't like, because it's always better to spread positivity.
Sure.
So I'm loving Gigi. I love Jan. I hope to see them both do well. I love Heidi and Closet. When Ru called her Heidi and Siki, I lost my mind.
Heidi and Siki. I didn't get that. I didn't hear that.
Oh, so funny.
I thought the Grey's Anatomy skit was actually really good and fun.
Yeah,
I know people shit on the acting challenges, and they're like, I hated this, but I thought it was fun.
I loved it. I had to explain to my roommate that the skits that they were doing were actual plot lines from episodes of
Grey's Anatomy. Oh, were they?
Yes. He's like, what a ridiculous thing. And they're like, cutting people's CPAPs and shit.
If there's ever been a moment for you to swing in and be a guest writer on a skit, that was like, yeah, that was truly it.
And then that's it. And I will say, I'm actually enjoying Aiden Zane. I understand that not everyone's enjoying Aiden and thinks that she needs to step it up, but I'm like over the rest of the people like bullying her and talking shit about her.
It does seem a little all on one and everyone's like against her. So that makes me feel like maybe there's a vibe coming across from her in the workroom and she's just distancing herself from everyone. But it does come across a little bit, maybe it's just the edit, who knows, that like she does not have the same joyful energy. Like you can have a perspective as a drag queen that could be like kooky and more of like a edgier queen, and you don't have to be peppy and like, you know, whatever, but you could still show that you want to be there. I get from Aiden, and maybe, like I said, maybe it's the edit, it seems like she's not having fun. And so, like, I don't want to watch that. I'm sure she's a great drag queen. There's a reason she got cast. But, like, the energy does not make me want to root for her. Like in the same way, like, I see Jan, and you can tell this is, like, the dream. And there are queens that, like, maybe it's just not translating in the same way it does for Jan.
I think my heart just goes out to her because I feel like I'm just seeing that she like lacks some confidence and she's like taking some time to find her footing, and it's not helping when everyone's like constantly coming for you.
Definitely.
And I wish some of those other people would just focus on themselves and stop coming for Aiden. When Heidi stood up for Aiden in the most recent Untucked, I was like living. I already loved Heidi. Like Heidi was one of my favorites because I enjoy her personality so much. And when she stood up for Aiden, I was like, screaming, yes, bitch. And then I sent both Aiden and Heidi nice messages on Instagram, and Heidi replied. So there's that.
Heidi's sweet. Yeah, I love Heidi and Siki. Really been enjoying the season. Somebody said Heidi Nina Closet, I think is Brett, what Brett said her name should be. Heidi Nina?
That's what her name is.
Is it?
Her name is Heidi Nina Closet, and they made her shorten it to Heidi N Closet for the show, and then Rue drags her like constantly.
I don't know.
Anyways, I'm enjoying it. I'm glad we have it during our quarantine moment.
As much as, like, you know, we've gone through the ups and downs of Drag Race and being like, oh, it's too much, and they've overloaded us with Drag Race, and it's like they need to let us off. And then some seasons people complain, and then some seasons, you know, like... Gays can never be satisfied. I am at least thankful that it is like a anchor in my week when I rarely know what day it is, and like everyone's feels a little bit like, what am I doing right now? What do I have to look forward to? It does feel nice to have Drag Race, as stupid as it sounds.
Now you know how it feels for me to live every week of my life when I have like my shows, my stories that I look forward to.
I get that. I get that. I've never really had a show that it's been like, thank God I have this to look forward to every week. So, you know, well, what? No judgment anymore.
Welcome to my world, people.
If you could predict who is going to be in the final three right now, we are almost four episodes in. We haven't seen Snatch Game yet, but if you could predict, who do you think is going to be the final three as of right now, based on edit, based on success?
Well, don't they usually do a final? Don't they usually do a final four?
You can pick a final four.
It's just tough because Thou Who Shall Not Be Named is 1,000% in the final four.
Absolutely.
And it's so crazy that we're having to watch them edit them completely out of the season.
Edited so much out of the season that I'm like, what is her name again? Something truly. About Pie. Sherry Pie. Yeah.
Final four.
So we both agree Sherry Pie will probably be in the final four.
Yeah, I just wonder if they're gonna like try to fix it or if they're just gonna let three. I think Gigi will for sure be
absolutely
in there. I think Jada has some of the best, like most polished looks. I didn't love Jada like jumping in to kind of bully Aiden, but I think Jada's very polished, and I hope once Aiden is eliminated, we get to kind of see Jada like shine and be more fun. I would love to see Jan in the final four too. I think Jan's really like great and unique, and I agree with you. She like radiates the like hunger and the energy to want to be there.
Absolutely.
So I hope she does well.
If I had my picks, Gigi would be in the finals. I love Heidi. I think she's a great candidate for coming back.
Heidi's probably my favorite there, but like,
but do I think like she's like the elevated level that I see of like Gigi, like where every detail is perfect? I'm like, I don't know.
She's just like Chi-Chi Devane. Like, I love the personality, and I know that you've got to like polish some other things like makeup and style. Heidi's probably my favorite, but I just don't think she's quite there yet to make it to the finals.
Yeah. I think Jan would be a wonderful addition to the finals, and Jada, I love for the finals. So I think that's kind of my final four. Not to say, I will say a lot of them really are delivering, whether it's like in the acting, in the looks. I have not really been disappointed because, you know, there's some seasons where it's like, okay, well, I know who's going home for the first 5 weeks.
I do feel that way a little bit still. And I feel like some of these queens that are the next few to go are the ones that are soaking up all the attention with this non-interesting drama. So it's like, I'm ready for Aiden and Britta to be the next two to go.
I don't know about Britta. I would like to be surprised by Britta. I would like to be surprised by Crystal Method. Britta, I think, from what I've heard, is such a, like a, like she owns the New York drag scene, and she's like been a staple forever. And so like, I've heard that she's not shining as much as people thought she would. Like, she's better than what we're seeing so far. So maybe there's going to be a moment for her. And I think Crystal also could really have a moment where maybe she's an All-Stars queen. I don't know. We'll see.
I know. I am rooting for Crystal. I just feel like I have no idea who she is because we're so like engrossed in unnecessary drama.
Well, we will see. Okay, Corey, that is all the time we have for today.
Yeah,
where can people find you?
People can find me on TikTok at Hula Influencer.
Yeah?
Watch out for just my new hoops.
Hula Influencer.
Hula Influencer.
And you can find me on my Vimeo account. It's face down, ass up, dozed off.
I thought we were going to find you on your live workout routines.
Oh, yeah, you can actually find me there. check it out. I would love to hear your guys' feedback and what you think. It was really fun to make, and I'm kind of nervous because it's like outside of my comfort zone realm. So I would love if you gave it some love and support. It's something new for me.
Well, I love all that. And let us just remind you all to stay home, wash your hands,
fill out your census.
Do your census and register to vote.
Bada bing, bada boom. Corey, have a good life.
Deuces.
Not bada bing, bada boom. Me coming.
That's a spicy meatball, baby.
Okay, bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.